Theater Thursday, and we are excited to learn about the latest production of The Lightning Thief, up the Percy Jackson musical. And this, now, I've never read this one. I have teenage boys who I feel badly now that I didn't share with, although there's time. Scott Santis, are you familiar with Percy Jackson?
I'm not.
Well, he is the son of Poseidon, and we have one of the actors who is in the national touring company for this production. Jarell Javier joins us on the line. Hey, Jarell, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing so well. How are you guys?
We're very good. And congratulations on this. This is your first national tour?
It is.
This is exciting.
I just graduated college in May, moved to the city 3 months ago, and now I'm here.
Oh, you moved here? Okay, I have to ask. Well, where did you grow up, Jarell?
I was born in the Philippines. I was there till I was six. And then I moved to Southern California, where I was there from the time that I was six up until I was, you know, shipped off to college. So I grew up in Southern California in Torrance.
So what? Okay, Scott just got very excited because I suspect that he is familiar with the area.
Yeah, I'm actually from Pedro, dude.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I love San Pedro.
And he's wearing a shirt that says Redondo Beach Wharf Rats, the South Carolina Trolley League.
Southern California,
yes.
Trolley League.
Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah. Nice, so
He's wearing his California pride. Now I have to ask you, as I asked many people who moved to Chicago from places that are a little more temperate, what brought you to Chicago?
Oh, I meant that I moved to the city as in New York City, not Chicago. So I moved to New York City.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I gotcha. So you moved to New York, and of course now traveling with The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. Of course, we understand why you would move. I mean, I always think that people would move here for the theater too, but New York is kind of that's the pie in the sky, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just always a dream of mine. And so once I had graduated and I had my parents' blessing, I made the leap and have been there, you know, for the past 3.5 months before leaving.
So this was pretty quick for you to move to New York and then land a national tour. How did that feel?
It's incredible. I was a massive fan of the book. So for me to come full circle from reading the books as a sixth grader to landing the national tour as my first big, you know, job after college, it was a complete full circle for me, and I've just been so grateful for the opportunity and the people that are so sweet to me and the fans and all that stuff. So
I'm so excited to hear, you know, a young man like yourself who, you know, sets out to accomplish something and to be so successful so quickly. For those who are not familiar with The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, because I did not know about this. Now, this sounds amazing. Percy Jackson is a teenager who newly discovers that he is a demigod and goes on an epic quest to find Zeus. Zeus's missing lightning bolt and prevent a war between the Greek gods, which sounds like quite the adventure. Tell me about your role, Grover, Jarell.
Right. So my role, Grover, is the best friend. So Grover is a satyr, and satyrs are protectors of half-bloods. So I go to school with Percy. I am his best friend. And once he finds out that he's a demigod, we bring him back to Camp Half-Blood, in which then all of the adventure begins, right? And then after that, we go on this epic quest, like you said, to find Zeus's missing bolt. And I am at his right-hand side the entire time. So anything that happens to him is basically also happening to my character.
So that's a lot going on. And you just got off stage about a half an hour ago. How has this week been? You premiered last night. How has it gone so far? Two performances in. How does it feel?
It's feeling so, so good. I mean, the energy from the audience has just been so incredible. And to know that I'm performing in a show that has so much love and so much passion behind it, both on stage, off stage, behind the table, and in the audience, is an incredible feeling. And to be given the platform that I am to kind of just relay that message of love and strength and individuality is also just something that is so important to me.
Well, and I also, I was reading some of the reviews, and one of the reviewers was saying that this show just bursts with love from the cast. And what a great way to describe the energy you guys bring to the stage. How does that feel?
It's been just incredible. You know, jumping into a new cast, it was very, very, I was a little scared because, you know, my predecessor was this incredible actor who's very beloved and everyone knows him. And the cast had four of its original members, and so I was scared that I was going to feel alienated or left out. But they have been nothing but kind and supportive and loving. They welcomed me with open arms, and it's just it really is a family, as cheesy as it sounds. So it's been lovely.
What was the rehearsal process like, from casting to getting it on the road? How long does that take?
So we rehearsed for approximately 3 weeks. We were in a rehearsal studio in New York City for 3 weeks, and then we flew out to Fayetteville, Arkansas to do our tech and do some previews. So we had about a week and a half in Fayetteville, and then we flew here to Chicago to open. So all in all, we started rehearsal early December, okay. I believe. We started rehearsal early December, and then just kind of like was shot out of a cannon, and now we're open.
And this is an interesting time to come into Chicago. How has the weather been treating you?
Oh man, it's so cold.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
It is so cold. Yeah, and you know, I'm from Southern California, so 50 degrees to me is chilly, and like 50 degrees here is like warm, you know.
I can't. Well, yeah, this is where it feels personal, doesn't it? And you have to take care of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And the wind is, I mean, look, I know that it's called the Windy City, but wow, I was getting pushed by the wind walking down the street.
Yeah.
It was intense. Yeah.
It can be. Yeah. Like I said, it can feel personal. Have you had a chance to explore the city a little bit?
A little bit. I've been just kind of resting up because I've been very tired, and I had some friends come in for opening, so we would go out to eat and stuff. But I have a couple more days in the city, so I think that during the day I'm going to start exploring a little bit more now that we're open.
And you're only running now. We're talking to Jarell Javier. He plays Grover in The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, which is playing at the Oriental Theater. It's running through January 13th, and you can go to BroadwayInChicago.com for ticket information. They also have a digital lottery going on, so you can log in there and click for details where you're prompted. And this is, you know, an award-winning adaptation of this production. And I have to ask, you know, when you bring all that, you know, energy to the stage, it must be the kind of thing where, does it take you a while to come down after the show? Or are you on a schedule where you go to bed? Oh, it does? Okay.
No, it does. It takes me a while to get down after the show, you know, after all that adrenaline and so much energy to kind of reach the peak of the show and to have it come down. It takes a couple hours, but the cast and I do love to hang out in each other's rooms. We all have our onesies, and we watch movies and play board games and card games, so that kind of helps. You know, calm us down. Yeah.
Okay, Jarell, I just have to tell you that Scott and I just got super jealous.
Yeah, that sounds so adorable. We almost never do that in the newspaper business.
So what movies are you guys watching this week? What has been some of the, are you watching any of the Golden Globe nominated, or are you watching some older stuff?
This week, I think the most recent one we watched was The Favorite, because some of our cast members, you know, really wanted to watch it, but recently, we've been really addicted to this card game called Coup. And so every night we would just count, Coup, COUP. And it's this card game. We're all really enamored by it, and we play it almost every night, if not more often, you know.
Well, and so let me go back to The Favorite, because that's the most recent one you said you watched. What did you think about that movie? Because it's an interesting film.
It is. I thought it was so interesting. I don't really know my full opinions about it just yet, simply because I didn't really get it the first time I watched it. But I want to do a little bit of research and then rewatch it again with that in mind, simply because I'm a very analytical person and I like to delve deeper than just a one-time watch thing. But I thought it was really well done. I thought the cinematography was wonderful.
Yes.
The acting was great. The script was incredibly, incredibly insightful, and there were moments of just humor that I really, really appreciated. So, I mean, I thought it was a great film overall, but I do want to, like, do more research about it.
The costuming it's going to win the Academy Award for that. It's just sumptuous and beautiful. And historically, Queen Anne, I'm not sure how close they got, but I think just the idea of how courts work and how people, how the politics of a court kind of the meandering back and forth. That's I think they got that really, really right.
Tom seemed very excited about it as well. Tom, our producer, yes?
You know, I didn't know that I wanted a mashup of Mean Girls and, you know, English history. And then I got it, and I was like, this is everything to me.
It was the movie you didn't know you needed.
Oh, God. It's spectacular. Rachel Weisz. You've got Olivia Colman, Emma Stone, and it's just it's one of those movies that I think later down the road people are going to be like, this was a moment for everybody.
I think my favorite.
It's so good.
Well, Jarrell, you were talking about the costume. You guys were talking about the costumes. I love Rachel Weisz's shoot, the costume that she shoots the does the shooting target practice in. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, the costuming in that show is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's amazing. We were talking to Jarrell Javier. He is on stage this week through the 13th in the production of The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, running through the 13th, like I just said, and playing at the Oriental Theater. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com for ticket information. Jarrell, I'm going to keep you for one more segment. Tell them they have to hold on with the movies and the card game until we have one more segment with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to hang out through the news. More in a moment, this quick break, and then the news on 720 WGN. The Greek gods are real, and they're ruining Percy Jackson's life. He's the son of Poseidon. Percy has newly discovered powers he can't control, monsters on his trail, and he's on an epic quest to find Zeus's lightning bolt to prevent a war between the gods. That's a lot going on in one play. That's the Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, running through January 13th at the Oriental Theater. And on the line with us is one of the stars of this production, Jarrell Javier. In studio with me is Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune.
Hello there.
You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. And Jarrell, I was just we were talking off the air, and we were wondering, do you have some plans on what you're going to do as far as exploring Chicago? Because I know our listeners can probably give you some suggestions.
I actually don't have any plans as of this moment. I mean, I obviously want to see the Bean because it's the Bean. But I'm such a huge foodie, so if anyone has any recommendations for food, that's where I want to be.
Now, I know that people will say, you know, to taste Chicago, a lot of times they'll say hot dogs or deep dish pizza.
Right.
Chicago has such an eclectic landscape of wonderful food.
Yeah, well, in fact, and just great bars. Do you drink alcohol?
Oh, come on now. He's got to protect his voice.
I do sometimes, but I try not to, like, you know, preserve my voice.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You were right.
I know. He's got those vocal cords have to be strong. You don't want drying them out during a run like this. It's cold out.
All right, but if you want to go to a great bar and a restaurant, frankly.
Okay, well, now I want to know.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
Club Lago.
Oh, Club Lago.
That's probably my favorite. It's like so Chicago.
Yeah, Javier, it's like the Jarrell, it's like this like neighborhood joint. It's like, you know, your real Italian, just, you know, big booths and
the
owners.
Brothers, yeah. Guido and Giancarlo. They're Italian.
Yes. Ooh, that sounds great. Yeah,
I recommend, you know, taking a look. I mean, you can always Google, especially like wherever you are. It's always fun to explore. And I think Chicagoans are pretty good about sharing their opinions.
Where would you go? For like, what's your favorite
that's
food?
That's a lot of
God,
a lot
there's
of
everything.
Pressure. Down here, it's hard because yeah, exactly. I hate to pick one in particular, but I do. I love in my neighborhood. I love the Gale Street Inn. It's such one of my favorite places. So I'll think for a moment.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. They got good ribs. And I also,
ooh.
I was learning more about you, Jarrell. Well, first, I think we were curious about your name. Is that a family name, Jarrell? Because the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind, of course, is Superman.
Yeah, my parents were nerds. They did name me after Superman's father.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the studio just got very excited.
Yeah, they just took out the dash and added an extra R and then called it a day.
Well, and it's a very, well, it's iconic. It's also a very powerful name. And I was watching your TEDx presentation, and people can check this out on YouTube. Search for Jarrell Javier. It's really beautiful. It's a purple in a world of reds and blues. And I have to thank you so much for being so honest and so authentic in this presentation. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to talk about growing up in a household where your father perhaps expected you to be fulfilling a masculine image he had of you.
Right. So the theme of the TEDx conference was to bridge differences. And when I was told that I was going to be selected to be a featured speaker. I kind of had to dig deep and know that this was going to be a platform that I can use to speak something that was really, really, truly close to my heart. My father has always been the kindest and just most loving man. However, he is a little bit traditional in that he grew up in the Philippines. And so growing up, there were certain gender roles that I guess were a little bit more expected of me. And so I essentially wrote about the way that I had to bridge the difference between what the traditional idea of what masculinity means as to what I myself will feel as what I feel is the ideal masculinity, whatever that means, right?
Well, the ideal Jarrell, I think, is what, you know, you were exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very that. And it was a very lengthy process. It took about 3 months of drafting and redrafting. But in the end, it was a very, very wonderful experience. And I'm very, very proud of the feedback that I've gotten from people who have seen it.
It is, as I mentioned, it's beautiful, and I think a lot of people identify with your idea that you made your notebook your den, you know, you found permission to be anything, and you're also a poet, is that right? A spoken word poet?
Yes, yeah. I am. Uh huh.
And when did you start exploring that part of yourself?
Yeah, so when I was in middle school, my sister was in high school at the time, and they had a school competition for slam poetry. And that was my first introduction to the world of slam poetry. My sister was the one who brought me into that world, and I just kind of fell in love with it. I love that it was poetry that was meant to be heard and not just necessarily read, that there was another element of performance and rhythm and just performance that was in the words. And I just kind of fell in love with that world.
And when did you begin, you know, showing, or were you always interested in theater? Was that something that you kind of grew up knowing that you wanted to pursue?
Not always, actually. I was first introduced to it in middle school. Again, kind of everything kind of happened in middle school for me. And it was one of those things where a teacher came up to me and told me, hey, you kind of have potential. Let's try to explore this side of the world. And for me, I didn't really think that it was going to pan out, but obviously, I kind of got bit with the theater bug, and the rest was history from there.
And for anyone who's just catching up on the conversation, Jarrell moved to New York a little over 3.5 months ago and is now part of the national tour for The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. And it's really remarkable. Is your family excited for you?
Oh, they're so stoked. They're so excited. They're going to come see the show when we're up in San Jose. They're going to drive up there. So we're super, super, I'm super excited for them to see the show.
How many weeks are scheduled out for this production?
As of right now, our last show is in the middle of July. It is from now until the middle of July. Yeah.
So you'll be living on the road for the next 7 months, 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different than being in one stationary place, but you know, I'm young, I love adventure, and I'm really excited to see the country and eat at all the different places. So I think it's going to be a great time.
What's jumping out as one of the next places that you're excited to see? And we don't have to say the ones that you're not excited to see. We don't want to make anyone feel singled out.
No, we have a stop in Toronto, and I'm really excited to visit Canada because I want authentic poutine.
Yes.
And so I'm very, very, very excited about that stop.
Well, that leads me to believe that you have tried inauthentic poutine.
Yeah, it was very questionable.
Oh, no one should eat questionable poutine.
No, not in America.
And for those who aren't familiar, I'm trying. It's French fries with a lot of toppings. Like, it could be gravy,
cheese,
and shredded
meat.
Pork, right?
Yeah.
Cheese curds, yeah.
Charles like, yeah, cheese curds.
They have some great poutine at the Green Door Tavern.
Oh, there you go. It may not be the Canadian, you know. I would certainly explore poutine in Chicago. I think there's some pretty top-notch restaurants that have decent, if not more, maybe not the authentic, but not the inauthentic. How's that? Somewhere in the middle.
That sounds wonderful. I'm sure I'll love it. Yeah, I'll explore a little bit of that in here.
The Caraman has it, so if you want Irish poutine, it's just a lot of whiskey.
A lot of whiskey?
No,
on
I'm
the,
kidding.
Oh. I was going to say. Now, we're trying to protect his vocal cords.
Okay, sorry.
What are some of the things that you do, Jarrell? Because I know that, I mean, that's your instrument, is to protect your voice.
Yeah, it is. I drink a lot of water. Water every day. I carry a gallon with me. A whole gallon. I actually go through about a half a gallon per show just because I sweat so much. So I will drink anywhere from a half to an entire gallon just in one show. So if we're doing 2 show days, I'm constantly trying to hydrate and just replenish what I'm losing on stage. I also steam a lot. I have like a personal steamer, which is really good for your vocal cords because the haze is a little dehydrating. So I try to replenish that moisture in there.
And you know what? That's good advice for anybody, especially because, you know, during the cold months, you know, the heat is on, you get dried out. If you have an opportunity to, you know, run a little bit of steam and drinking water, that's good advice for everybody. Jarrell, see, you're helping everybody.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I am thrilled for you, Jarrell. It's been a pleasure to hang out with you, and I encourage everyone to visit BroadwayInChicago.com. The show is The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, running at the Oriental Theater through January 13th. Jarrell Javier plays Grover and Mr. D. Is that right? You have two parts
yes.
in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to diminish the fact that you're running 2 parts, and that's why you're sweating so much on stage. And I want to congratulate you on such a wonderful opportunity and your success so far.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
I look forward to talking to you again. I know there's going to be so much more. Be well, Jarrell.
You too. Have a good night.
Good night. Now go play Coup.
I will.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye, Jarrell. More after this on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN.